Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. We have McKeon and Horowitz taking over and producing the final 2 hours of this broadcast. Two of the best in the business back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. John Fass with another update here in about 27 minutes. We were just talking before we went on about the reports that Brady was spotted in Nashville with his wife, and they are they looking for a house? Are they looking for a school? And this drama about where Tom Brady is going to play this fall is interesting. I saw Peter King, you know, one of the NFL insiders, Monday morning quarterback, saying Tampa could be the sleeper team. Titans, Derrick Henry, play action for Brady. Solid receiving core, three quarters away from being in the Super Bowl. Indy's been brought up. Horowitz said, I'll believe it when I see it when he leaves New England, but wouldn't you use this week if you're Bob Kraft to announce that Brady's coming back? All we do is hear about other teams. McKeon talked about he bought a house out in Vegas. By the way, with reports of like New York and the houses and everything he has, my God, how many houses can you have? Yeah, right. Push button, get mortgage. Let's call Brady, right? And then there's the L.A. Chargers. You know, they're with a solid quarterback, you know, but you had Gordon in the holdout, and where does he end up? That is still Tennessee seems like a fit, but also Brady and Giselle going there seems a little reverse Beverly Hillbilly-ish. Didn't the Beverly Hillbillies go from the South to, you know, Beverly Hills, and they're going there? But Nashville's a hip town. Now, I don't want people from Tennessee ripping me. Please don't. Nashville's one of the hippest towns. You saw the love they had for the NFL draft, what the Predators have done. You know, it's a cool place. Kid Rock, who I know, he lives down there. Has a house. He has a house everywhere, too. You know, the music scene, it's hip. So it could fit, right? And if you're just there during the football season and you're still living in Vegas, L.A., South Beach, New York, wherever they have homes or condos or summer getaways, I don't think he's going back. You know, Horowitz, we talked about this last week, and then there's always new leads ramping up. This week it's been like Tampa. But Graceffo called Tampa before Peter King, remember, on this show?
He did.
Last week?
He did.
He said, I have a sleeper team for you, Tampa. So Peter King's listening to our podcast at CBSSportsRadio.com. And Graceffo said that last week. Nashville seems to be the hot team. You still contend you'll believe it when you see it that he leaves New England.
Yeah, I just don't see what does he have to gain at this point other than being able to say, hey, I was able to potentially win a Super Bowl without Belichick. Other than that, I mean, is it really about the money at this point in his career? He's turned down the money, and now he's, you know, on the final leg of his career, and he wants to, you know, go for broke for 2-3 years. I don't see that being the reason. So why else would he leave? You know, I think he might just be using this as a ploy to drive the Patriots' price up just a tad.
People who are declaring the Patriots dead in the water, third in points in the AFC, even with Edelman playing half the year hurt, right? No weapons, no Gronk. Third in the AFC in points. I think second in points allowed, if I'm not wrong, and I'm just going off the top of my head, and they're 12-4 and 4-5 in their last nine. Okay? And we touched on this a little bit last week. I don't believe he's in that washed up category. Now, one thing about Tennessee, you look at the division, okay? Just like AFC East, he was blessed until the Bills started to put things together. 10-6 probably wins you the AFC South, right? 10-6? 9-7 has done it. So you're Brady. You don't have to go someplace and be 14-2. But here's the big risk, and I think this is where Tom Brady's at, and maybe he'll just walk away completely. I don't know. Does he want to go to another team? And if, and I use that as a big if he falls flat on his face and they're 8-8 and they don't make the playoffs, Tom Brady will be known for the end, and people, it will take them till he's in the Hall of Fame to remember what he did the rest of his career with New England. You know what I'm saying, Horowitz? They'll pile on like crazy if Brady's 8-8 with Tampa or Vegas or Tennessee. You understand that? Or the Chargers?
No, but people would do that, you know, when he's in New England. People have been, look at Graceffo. I mean, he prays every night for the end of this era to come, and football fans around the country do too. But I think what really would hurt is just seeing him in another uniform. Like, how odd was it for you to see Montana in a Chiefs uniform? Like, it just doesn't feel right. And for as long as he lives, as you know, as much as everyone will talk about 6 world championships and all this, all that, and the legacy and being the greatest of all time, they're also going to turn and say, hey, remember that time that he went to, you know, this city and, you know, finished his career in a, you know, in a whimper, essentially?
12-4, and you were a play away from being the 2 seed in the AFC. Okay, and Dolphins got him at the end. Shocking, right? And 4-5, I mentioned the way they played. I'm not making excuses for Brady. To me, before anybody can pile on Brady, he has to have like a 5-11 back-to-back seasons to end his career. And even then, you can't take away what he's done. And this talk that, you know, he's going to go, he's washed up, because I brought it up on my statewide show in Michigan on Friday, and oh my Lord, the Matt Stafford faithful went crazy, where I said, okay, Stafford's got a couple years left on his deal, 30 mil. So I threw out the question, would you rather pay Tom Brady 30 mil the next 2 years or Matt Stafford? It's a no-brainer for me to say I'm bringing in Brady to throw to Kenny Galladay and TJ Hockenson, who they drafted in the 8th slot in the draft last year. No-brainer. Oh, well, look at Stafford, man. Look at his numbers, and Stafford's younger. Okay, you're the Lions. You've gone from 9-7 with Matt Patricia to 6-10 to 3-12-1. And are you telling me that Tom Brady's going to take them even lower than that? And Matt Stafford can't stay healthy? And granted, Stafford has had great numbers. You the leadership, the ability for that entire locker room and organization to look at Tom Brady and what he's accomplished, something that's been missing from the Lions, even when they had Barry and Calvin Johnson. It's been missing since the birth of that modern era of football with the Detroit Lions. Oh, well, you know, if we get into this analytics world now, where people are like, well, look at his numbers. Look at his QB rating. Really? It's kind of like people wishing that, you know, Brady, even Patriots fans, well, 12-4, and he just, you know, he's lost some zip. Really? Do you know how many teams would love to be 12-4 in the NFL with a quarterback that lost some zip? I'm surprised. Here's another team that's never been brought up, and maybe they're just afraid to admit they made a mistake on Trubisky, Horowitz. Why hasn't Brady, Chicago, major market, you know, number 3, well, after New York, L.A., right? Well, why hasn't Brady been linked to Chicago? Playing bad weather in New England, knows how to get it done. Why hasn't he been linked there? Because they want to hang on to Trubisky?
Because it brings me back to the point I was going to make, you know, about you citing their record last year. I mean, let's face facts. The Patriots you know, kind of beat up on some of the worst teams in the
league.
Right,
yeah, we talked about that last year.
And they benefit from playing in, outside of themselves, the worst division in football. So he's going to leave the easiest division in football where he can basically stumble his way to a first, you know, first-round home game at the very least, if not a first-round bye, and go to one of the toughest divisions in football where he's got to go up against Rodgers and the Packers and the Vikings, who are always tough. I wouldn't want that if I'm Brady.
That's why the teams that have been mentioned, okay, and whether what is fake news, what is real news, only, I guess, Tom Brady and the Patriots would know that. So let's just go back to the towns that have been mentioned. Nashville, AFC South. Tampa, Peter King and James Graceffo, well-known producer. Tampa, NFC South. And again, you do have Drew Brees there, but he's got, what, maybe one more year left with New Orleans? Who knows? Hey, Carolina's transition with Matt Rhule. Atlanta, if they want to play like they did at the end of the year, maybe they could be a contender. A division in disarray outside the Saints. So, Chargers, you're saying you got to get past Mahomes, who's going nowhere for years. So that's a tough one. You'll be, you know, overshadowed by Mahomes. Rivers, you know, where's he going to end up? I guess one of these cities where Brady doesn't end up, whether it's Tennessee or Tampa, where I thought he would go. So now you look at where the Raiders, AFC West, okay, you still have Mahomes. So why have the Colts been brought up? The Titans. I'm telling you, you're Tom Brady. You're looking at teams, ton of great talent on the Colts. Ton of great young talent on the Titans in a division where what will it take for you to win it? Because you just got to get Brady to the show. Get him in the, you know, 2-3 seed and you're good to go, right? So in the AFC South this year, you had Houston at 10-6. Tennessee at 9-7, and they were three quarters away from going to the Super Bowl. Indy 7-9, Jacksonville 6-10. So you're Tom Brady if you park yourself in Tennessee, or if you park yourself back in Foxborough, or Vegas, or Los Angeles, maybe even Tampa Bay. What's your best spot to win the division and possibly be a 12-4 two seed again? I'll agree with you, Horowitz. I might say it's still with Belichick. My second pick would probably be with Tennessee. So Nashville looking, is he just seen there because there some event, some, you know, corporate people brought him, his wife's there, doing a supermodel country music calendar? I don't know. But Tennessee is a spot we've always heard about Rivers, that they're a quarterback away. Look what they did with Tannehill. Because eventually, teams are... I know he's superhuman with Derrick Henry, but eventually they're going to try and figure something out. So we'll see how the Brady sweepstakes play out. Now, we'll get your feedback on where you think Brady will play in the fall. Super Bowl tomorrow night, or today if you're on the East Coast. Who's going to win in Miami, Chiefs or the Niners? And then hashtag girl dad. We've been doing this throughout the broadcast on air and on the Saturday Night Huge Show social networks. It's been awesome. Pay tribute to your daughter. To any dads out there listening, the girl dad, hashtag girl dad, the tribute to Kobe and his daughter and the other families that were lost in that helicopter crash 6 days ago. You can pay tribute to your daughter throughout our broadcast here the last hour and 40 minutes. And you can let her know to listen if she's not living where you live. XM Sirius Channel 206, CBSSportsRadio.com. If you did give a shout-out earlier, all the podcasts are there at CBSSportsRadio.com under weekend shows. So your Super Bowl pick, your shout-out to your daughter, and where will Brady play this fall? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is sponsored by GEICO. Whether you own or rent, GEICO makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy. Horowitz and McKeon, producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio New York City. John Fass will have an update here in about 7 minutes. Huge questions of the night. Who do you like to win Sunday night in Miami, Chiefs or the Niners? I think the Niners are the most complete team in the NFL. I'm sticking with the pick I made a week ago. I do have doubts because of Patrick Mahomes, but I'll go with the Niners. And it might be double digits. I'm not sure. Mahomes is playing out of his mind. You just think what that dude has done. He can put the team right on his back. He's like Steph Curry hitting his prime in the NBA. You just don't know how to stop him. It's going to be a great game. Can't wait for it. So we'll take your Super Bowl pick. Who do you like and why? Hashtag girl dad all this week after the death of Kobe and his daughter and the others on that helicopter. Give a shout out to your daughter. And another week has gone by, and we don't know where Brady's going, but new destinations have emerged. And all the speculation, Tampa Bay, Tennessee, where do you think he'll be playing in the fall? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Keith in Canton, Ohio. Home of the Hall of Fame, where the class of 2020 was welcomed in today with that announcement. Entering James, I was kind of surprised on that, but we'll talk about that group later. Keith, how you doing, my man?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. God be the glory. And the reason why I'm calling is father-daughter shout-out to God bless all the families in the incident that happened in California. Here's my testimony. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2017, and my daughter came from Cincinnati to pick me up, and she was 8 months pregnant. And the doctor said I can't be within contact with her within 6 feet, which is the size of a broomstick. And she came and got me through my surgery, took me out of Canton, Ohio, and shipped me to Cincinnati for 3 weeks for my healing. I had 81 implants in me, chemo implants, and I'm cancer free now. And the best thing about it is the baby's healthy, and it didn't affect her, didn't affect nobody, and I am so grateful today. That's my daughter relationship. She cares so much for her father. She's 36 and I'm 60, and I am so grateful today. That's my father daughter relationship.
You had 81 implants for chemo in your body?
Yeah, yes, sir, for my prostate. And it killed it. And no more cancer. I started out at 3.4, now I'm 0.1, which he said, the doctor said, you're almost cancer-free. So I'm giving God the glory, and I know I'm cancer-free.
Well, man, Keith, congratulations on being cancer-free, and thanks for taking us inside your life. I appreciate it, buddy, okay? That's Keith in Canton, Ohio, cancer-free. And then the daughter driving, taking him. And we began this conversation talking about that hashtag girl dads or girl dad from this week. And there are wonderful stories of father-son relationships. And it's always not that way with all your kids. And not that one's special or you favor one. But there's some special bonds. And a lot of it happens more with when they're younger with girls than it does with boys, at least from my experience with 3 boys and 2 girls. So you can join in at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Tweet me. I'll read your tweet at Saturday Huge. Some people have been sending along photos of their daughters. It's cool. Thank you so much. Troy in Georgia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I've been coaching my daughter, Kelsey, for the last 10 years in fast pitch softball. She just pitched in her first official game today. And it's been such a blessing to carve out time with her and coach her over the last 10 years. And it just means so much. Sports brings so many life lessons and so forth. And it's just a blessing. She does all the right things and so forth to put herself in a position to succeed and studying nursing and playing softball for Augusta University. And with respect to Kobe, she was so upset, and Gianna and all the people on the plane. She's been watching his videos. She just loves what he stands for, and he was like the first athlete that she identified with. People always tell her she has such a game face, and it's just because she's processing, you know, what she's about to do. She's a lefty pitcher, and she's always followed him. She was really upset, and it's just been a blessing to be able to carve out time with her. She's finally a child, and it's just, of course, it's brought us closer, and we have such a great line of communication. I attribute that to sports. And just wanted to say, you know, hashtag mom mentality. It's been a lot to my daughter. With respect to Brady, wouldn't surprise me to see him back in New England, but I could see him going to a team like Tennessee that's positioned to win as well, but it would be odd. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks for sharing the story in Georgia. Think about Brady play action to Henry and how wide open receivers are going to be. Just think about that. Some tweets coming in regards to dads listening tonight, giving shout-outs to their daughter. Kurt Blumenthal from Atlanta, Georgia, tweets, proud father of a girl who will be 21 years old in 2 weeks. Honors first year nursing student, also in the Honors College, and plays D1 lacrosse at East Carolina University. Hashtag 22, hashtag girl dad. Girl 600 tweets, love it every Saturday night. Didn't know there was a podcast until you said it just now. Yes, yeah, CBSSportsRadio.com. You can listen, miss a show, or if you give a shout-out, you want to play it for your daughter, those podcasts are there. M. Gregory tweets, great thought tonight about the WM tour. Love the crowd cheering and letting them hear it when they miss badly. Such a refreshing addition to the game of golf. Yeah, what I said, that every PGA stop on a par 3 should have an enclosed stadium tour, like the waste or tour stadium seating on the tour on a par 3, almost enclosed as much as they can, like they do at the Waste Management Open out in Phoenix. I think that would be fantastic. Every tour stop. Eric Fisher tweets from Green Bay, Wisconsin, two things. I got the Niners tomorrow. So much speed, and given the Chiefs slow starts the last two games, the one time you can't do that will be with this year's 49ers. Seeing that defense destroy my Packers twice, I think they'll be after Mahomes most of the night. And thank you, Eric, listening in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I need your Super Bowl pick. You can give a shout-out to your daughter, and also where will Brady play this fall. You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Tweet me at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
Then what about 6:25, 6:30-ish? Chiefs and the Niners. Who do you like on Sunday night in Miami and why? Tom Brady sweepstakes? Is there really a bidding war out there? Will Brady just go back and finish his career with the Patriots? Tennessee now is in the mix. The Titans. Reportedly, he was seen in Nashville. He has homes everywhere. No paparazzi in Nashville. At least, yeah, you got the country music stars. It just doesn't seem like he's going back. There's no reason to have drama or anticipation or wondering. They would have made that announcement by now. Super Bowl week, they're not in the Super Bowl, but hey, guess what? Brady's coming back. Maybe Belichick wants to go in a different direction. Maybe he's telling Kraft, look at Jimmy G, he's in the Super Bowl with the Niners, and he was my heir apparent. He was going to give me another 10 years and maybe four or five more rings. And you and Tom wanted him out. So you can answer those questions and give a shout-out to your daughter. We're paying tribute off the hashtag GirlDad photos on the social networks all week in support of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and the other families that were torn apart by that tragic helicopter crash. You can just spread some love about your daughter, not just sports, life, what she's doing, what she means to you. It's been really cool. And thank you to everybody who's been interacting. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. So tell me who you like in the big game on Sunday night. Where do you think Brady will be playing? And some huge love to your daughter. Let's go to RW in Louisiana. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Huge. How you doing?
Doing good, my man.
Listen, I've got three children, two girls and a son. And each time my wife was pregnant, I would put my mouth on her tummy every day, morning, noon, and night, and tell each one how much I loved them. And she had three separate pregnancies. And I also want to mention that I've got a friend of mine that played for the Chiefs in the 60s. And that's who I'm pulling for.
Yeah, a lot of people, Mahomes is tough not to like. And thanks, RW, from the call. And huge love to your daughters and family down there in Louisiana. Mahomes, there's nothing, man. The dude shows up, you know, Texas Tech when they're in the Final Four, the MLS franchise in Kansas City is cheering them on. There's not a negative about the guy. There's not. I think he was driven by teams that didn't think he would pan out. And now he's going to get what they're saying, you know, $200 million extension, maybe even more money. Who knows? 50 years, they haven't been to a Super Bowl. He's like Curry. There's not a negative on Curry. Yeah, they'll go downhill when they're that physical, that talented. That's what's amazing about Brady. You know, when we're talking about where he's going to end up, what this dude has been able to do. I saw the photo at the NFL 100 dinner. I think it was with Gil Brandt, the former Cowboys front office guy, and Brady and his beautiful wife, Giselle. He looks better now, in better shape, healthier than when he came out of Michigan into the NFL. TB12, just whatever it is. I guess if you eat enough kale. So I'm thinking about giving up pizza, nachos, strawberry banana smoothies with yogurt. I'm giving up all that food, and I'm going to eat kale. Horowitz has made that commitment. Graceffo didn't even show up for work tonight because he's on an all-kale, not keto, all-kale diet. TB12. I think McKeon, are you guys with me? We're going to do nothing but kale.
Yeah, that's but I think Graceffo's mistaken. I think he believes that there's kale in vodka right now. So he's trying to get his full daily intake.
Is that kale like the cilantro they put on burritos?
It's healthy, right?
It's the leaf they put in his mimosas.
I will tell you that about 14 months ago, I did one of those 90-day plans. And it worked, right? You dropped about 25, 30 pounds. But I swear I felt like Tom Hanks in Castaway on the island, okay? And you had to eat all this kale, and I felt like a sheep on a hillside in Ireland just chewing off the grass. Oh, it was... And to chew it, I felt like I was putting my head out the window and chewing on some of the bushes in my lawn. It was horrible. Then I had to pound I had to carry a gallon of water with me at all times and just pound it. So then if I did any travel beyond 5 miles, I'm stopping like I'm doing a treasure hunt for every bathroom I could find. Oh my God, KO was horrible. And then I'd have to like make broth. And I'm going, okay. So I'm and you tried to portion your food. Anybody over 150 pounds ever try and portion their food? Oh my Lord. I decided I can live with 2 more inches on my jeans if I know I can eat chicken nachos and pizza. That KO was brutal. Oh, and broth? Give me the jug of water. It's the same thing, except a little bit of chicken in it. And I don't mean chicken flavor. Horowitz, have you ever went on one of those extended diets?
Nothing like that. We used to have to cut preseason and, you know, playing college soccer, but nothing to that extent. I don't want it. To me, life's not worth living if I'm just going to be miserable. Give me the chicken nachos, like you said. Give me the pizza, the wings, all the carbs. I want them all.
You know, I'm 58, and there's a when you're maybe early 20s, 28, early 30s, you care what you look like at the pool. You care when you go to the beach. Now when you have kids, hey, if I'm bending over because my kids dropped their phone in the sand and you catch an eclipse at 12:30 in the afternoon, I don't care. I don't care. I'm looking to get the 2 hours of beach time with the kids and get out of there. I'm not doing it to look good anymore. I remember those days when you'd go to spring breaks and you would go to the pool like when you lived in the apartment complex and you would work out to look good at the pool. I'm past that point. And I haven't given up. And there is a side of me that, you know, said back in November, this is going to be the winter I'm going to do it. Well, in between trips, holidays, games, watch parties, wings, pizza, omelets, to hell with it. If I need another pool season, I don't care. If they want to be like, hey, Mr. Simonson, I can see the moon. Really? Okay. Would you like to count the knuckles on both of my hands? You know what? I don't care if I have a six-pack. I care about a six-pack of my favorite adult beverage. So the commitment was cool for 90 days, but when I ended it, I'll never forget when I stopped at the first fast food place in the drive-thru, and I sounded like I was ordering my final meal on death row. And the way I ate that food, you would have thought I washed up on a raft and I'd been in Fiji for 8 years and I haven't eaten. But that Tom Brady, look how, again, it's not a man crush. Jimmy G, Tom Brady, look how good those guys look. Now, I guess if I had a supermodel wife, I'd probably have to go back on the kale diet. But I can live with what I got right now. I'm cool with it. I don't look bad. I actually look pretty good. Stephen Knoxville, Tennessee. He joins us on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Steve, what do you think? Well, what do you think the odds are of Brady ending up playing for the Titans this fall?
Well, I have a lot of admiration and respect for Tom Brady, and I would love to see him playing for the Titans. The reason I'm calling tonight, I was asleep. I went to bed kind of early. I just woke up and heard you talking about the dads and daughters, and I lost my daughter. She was 40 years old, my only child, last May, in a tragic tragic accident at her home. I'm a sports writer, huge in Knoxville, Tennessee, at the Knoxville Focus. It's a community newspaper. Been with them for 12 years. I've been a sports writer for a lot before that time, but I say that because if there's any directors out there listening, my daughter was a screenwriter. She had been an actress, and she was in the last several years of her life, she had been a screenwriter, and she's written some amazing work, some plays. She had one play finished called The Trail. It was about the Appalachian Trail. And She had been an actress. She went to East Tennessee State University. She lived in London. She married a man from London, and lived there for 10 years. She worked as a stage manager for the Jersey Boys production in London. She moved to Knox, moved back to the States with her husband Nathan about a year ago, and they were living in Baltimore. They moved there in the summer of 2018, and she had become a Baltimore Ravens fan. And, of course, she had been a Tennessee Titans fan, so I know I really felt like she would I told Nathan she would knowing her, she would probably have been pulling for the Ravens this year against the Titans in the semifinals. But, look, she was an amazing amazing person. I called CBS last Sunday night, talked to Rich. And the best thing I can say about my daughter is what they told me one person told me at the funeral, and that God needed an angel. And she was an angel. Look, if there's any directors out there, please get in touch with me at the Knoxville Focus newspaper. I'm a sports writer. She was a screenwriter. And she's got some... She was in the prime of her life. She was so happy. I want to see her work finished. I want to see her work on the screen because I really think it. I want a director to see it.
Hey, Steve, I'm going to put you on hold, and I want Horowitz to get your email address or something. And I do know a couple of people who are producers and executive directors, and I will reach out to them tomorrow and figure out a way what the process is to look at your daughter's work, okay?
Thank you so much.
I will. I know somebody that I'm really good friends with that lives just there in Santa Clarita, California. And I was in one of his movies. And matter of fact, I just watched his latest movie last night about Nome, Alaska and the 1925 is a pretty good movie. So we'll put you on hold, and Horowitz will, or McKeon will get me your email address, and I will reach out to you, my friend, okay?
Thank you. Okay.
All right, buddy. And so sorry for your loss, okay? Thank you. Steve in Knoxville, Tennessee. We have one final hour together. You want to join in? Your Super Bowl pick, where will Brady play in the fall, and your shout-out to your daughter. We'll do that for another 60 minutes, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.